In the beginning, the priesthood. Man's relationship with God was broken when sin entered the human family. It has been a long, difficult struggle as we have all inherited the imperfection that came with sin. As a result, disease, poverty, and man's inhumanity to man have plagued the world. But God has designed a way for sin and its dire consequences to be erased, leaving only the benefits of memory and experience. God's justice required a payment of a corresponding price to release mankind from the penalty of death. In His wisdom, God knew that upon their resurrection, they would also need help and guidance to be transformed from the effects of sin. The priesthood of Jesus and the church will fill that need. Without their aid, the walk to perfection would be unattainable. The Aaronic priesthood reviews the establishment, qualifications, and function of Israel's priesthood. Meaningful spiritual lessons are gleaned for the new creation. In tabernacle sacrifices, sin offerings, six categories of sin offerings are described and their spiritual significance explained. Applications to the gospel and millennial ages are clearly described. The need for sin offerings reveals God's righteous character. A comparative study, Leviticus 8, 9, and 16, looks at the sacrifice of Jesus and the church from three perspectives. Leviticus 8 sees the effect on Jesus and the church themselves. Following on the eighth day, Leviticus 9 conveys how the gospel age offerings will affect the world in the millennial age. Leviticus 16 focuses on how the sin offerings satisfy God's justice. Pictures of the antitypical priesthood reviews the Melchizedek priesthood and its antitypical application. It further studies the relationship between Joshua, the high priest, and Zerubbabel upon Israel's return from captivity. Their combined duties as priest and ruler are an appropriate picture of the dual role of Jesus and the church in the kingdom. The preparation of a sympathetic priesthood discusses the development of each member of the antitypical priesthood. Sympathy and empathy are differentiated, and the benefits of suffering are highlighted. Although this can be a highly technical study, practical lessons for the heart development of each prospective member of the antitypical priesthood are seen. God has provided the many lovely details for our edification. For a quick reference, a color chart has been included in this issue, detailing the various tabernacle sacrifices. It can also be found online at the Herald Magazine website. It is with the hope that each reader will spiritually benefit that this study is presented.